Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Generation Voice Podcast. I'm host by Yonko, aka YQ, aka Voice, Season 5, Episode 3, Special Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Today, I want to talk about, is it okay to have a inappropriate friendship with a best friend? Now, if I'm not mistaken, I talk about this Freaky Friday about having equalness, right? So now with this week, I'm wondering, is it okay to actually have one? Instead of questioning, should be equalness? Like, can you actually have it's not just freaky and sexual, it's just more like all of the above, like I talked about last week type shit. Like, for example, like, y'all both single and, you know, you might your best friend, what you wearing right now? I'm naked, oh, let me see. And then she show you type shit. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it come from, should be equal rights, and to actually involve yourself with a friend that, you know, do little freaky shit, flash at you, things like that. You know, when you bored, you know, might show you how I coochie a little, like, look, our little boy best friend, look at my pussy, I just shaved. Like, oh my goodness, she just, what? She did what? She did what? Like, that thing looking nice, boo-boo. That thing looking nice, boo-boo. But anyway, they're like a little foot, like a little twister. Like, y'all, of course y'all got friends. Of course you probably ain't gonna fuck, probably. I don't know, y'all gonna do all that. But I don't do a little flashing here and there, talk crazy. Like, yeah, old best friend, I like your titties. Like, you know, a little freaky, play around flirtish. You know how that shit goes. Or even if you just flirt to flirt, you know, that don't mean nothing. Y'all fucking, you know, y'all just natural, cool, vibing. No, there's some people who actually like that in friendships. When boy or girl, you can flash at a motherfucker, be ass naked, video chatting a motherfucker with no problem. Showing pictures and videos and shit, no problem. Talking sexual, no problem. Doesn't mean they fucking. They can talk about old best friend. If I was next to you, I'd probably suck your titty right now. Just as a joke. Nah, see me, I don't know. I mean, I've been having this question on my mind a lot. You know, can you, which type of friend you want to have? Someone who's freaky or normal? To me, I don't know. If I'm single, for example, it is what it is. But if I'm in a relationship, I got to keep it clean. You know, I mean, we could do jokes and memes and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when it comes to, like, wild shit, you know, You know that shit. But like I said, I do not mind, you know, a little flirt playing around only if I'm single, you know. So yeah. But for y'all people out there, you know, is it okay to have a sexual playing around flirtation bestie or friend? Best friend. Be honest, be real. Like, I need y'all opinion. I'm gonna do a poll for this too, by the way, so I can get yes and no's and shit like that, right? Because for me personally, I never had a true best friend, like a real life best friend where I could grab their titty, smack their ass, playing around. Like, oh, best friend, your pussy looking nice. I never had shit like that before. Now, I had a friend who would tell me stuff, but not show me stuff, if that makes sense. Like a sister, more of a sister type, who would tell me about her situations. Show me messages about arguments and talks and stuff like that, and what they're going through and how they feeling and stuff like that. I never had nobody who's freaky or flashing titties and coochie nasty and getting dressed front of the camera or sending me stuff. Not those type of best friends. Only normal best friends for me. And the reason why I ask is it okay, because when you get into a relationship or marry or whatever the next step in your life, will it change how you are as a great friend to that person once you make that next step in your life? And y'all went years of doing this, years of doing that. Now a person come into one of their lives, everything is different. Everything is changing. You can't help it. It's just life. Are you willing to let that go, even if y'all was playing around, joking, and just being comfortable with each other, with stuff, saying stuff, doing stuff for each other, or even with each other at maybe at times? I don't know. That's why I say, is it okay to have a sexual, inappropriate, goof round type of friendship with a bestie? Because you could say yeah now, a year from later, things could change. When y'all can have kids, get married, move somewhere. Then when y'all video chat, y'all can't do stuff y'all want to. Now you might be similar, but instead of being naked, you might have like a shirt on at least, so you can be like respectful. You know what I'm saying? But you're not gonna be like, look bestie, all that. Unless your other half is not there, then it's different. I don't know. You still do the stick around. I don't know. That part, you still gotta be careful with as well. Then, oh, no, she's not here. She at work. What's up? Oh, good. I'm taking my shirt off now. Wait, what the fuck? Okay. Wait, type shit. Like, you know, like that. Is that, like, how do you go about that? You know what I mean? And for me personally, I don't know how to handle that part. I'll be shocked, like, oh shit, like, I don't know if to hang up or I don't know what to do, because that's my girl bestie, or, you know, we've been doing this for so long, and I don't know if it's like right or wrong. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if she get mad or something, like, and then when she walk in, it's so much going across my head. Like, it's really like wild to say and do. And you don't want to disrespect your other half, but you don't want to make your best friend feel like she can't be herself. He or she can't be themselves around you, or even on the phone. So you're in a rock and a hard place, if that makes sense. Because think about it. Now, get married. You got to respect your wife. If y'all got an honest, open relationship where y'all both say, okay, that's your friend, I understand that. Then if she flashing, that's on her. But you better not flash. Then now it's different. She don't give a fuck what she do. She can't control her. But if you do something, you in trouble. Now that's, I can understand. That I could agree amongst someone. But all this extra stuff, I can't control what she do. She a grown-ass woman. It doesn't matter if I tell her to put her shirt on, or don't say this, or don't do that. She could do whatever shirt she please and do. And she my best friend. She's like, as a motherfucking wall. Who, I won't hide to judge her. Who am I to tell her what to fucking do? She got her own motherfucking bills. She got her own motherfucking life. Now, I'm going to support her no matter what. But I can't control her no matter what. I can say in the most nice, calm, please way. She would say, child, please. Or boy, please. Or you know, things like that. Or whatever she going to say to like any other thing. To like, okay, Aaron. So, I can't control what I can do and what I'm going to say or and things like that. So, an inappropriate relationship or any type of, you know, like, what the fuck they be doing and saying to each other, how that's how your relationship was built doing that. I don't know. Like I said, hey, a naked friend on the phone with me, I can't control that. I can't. Now, if you say, well, don't always answer it, then okay, cool. But I don't know what to say. We could do like audio. That's the best we could do is audio and put it on speaker. That's what I could do the most. Because it came from inappropriate, sexual, and this, that, the third, until now, if you, you know, you got a whole different life, things is changing. Now, they might still act the same way, or if they in the other role where they marry with kids, you might still act the same way. You never know. So that's why I'm asking this question. I'm not asking because I don't know the answer. I'm asking for y'all's standpoint of view, how y'all might feel about this, or if y'all currently in the situation yourselves, how you go about on your standpoint of view. Now, y'all might have the same similar, like, you know, answers or situations, but I still want to know how you go about this on your experiences or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm not going through this. So I don't know. On my end, I don't know how I would feel, how I would react. Now in the single JQuil, he would tell you. Me being and me seeing somebody, I'm not going to tell you because I don't know. Because I don't have a good best friend. Yeah, I might post I want a good best friend. Doesn't mean nothing's going to happen. So that's why I got to say, how will you go about it? Or how will you feel about it? Like things like this. Seriously. Because everybody might go through it differently. And for me, I never want to make my best friend feel uncomfortable or not want it or not can't be the sub because of I might change my life around and got better improvements and this and that third. Doesn't mean they got to do the same thing. They can only be them no matter what. I'm not telling you to change. I said I'm changing for the better of myself. J-A-Q-I-L is changing. You don't have to change. You can remain the same whenever, however you like to. It doesn't matter what you do to your life. I'm going to always be there for you no matter what, good, bad, whatever. Life, death, doesn't matter. I'm going to ride for you. I'm going to be there for you. But like I said, you can always be yourself around me. I'm going to force you to do something that you don't want to do because that's not my job. My job is to be your friend, not be a parent, not be, you know, none of that. I'm here to be a friend. I'm here to might help you give you advice if you might need it. You can be ass naked, ask for advice as a girl best friend. I won't give it down. Yeah, what's up? What you need? You know, I won't give it down. I won't give that you damn naked. Yeah, I see pussy all damn day. I have a wife or in porn or whatever. Pussy is pussy. You feel me? They ain't gonna change how I feel. Or give me advice or me, you need a couple bucks. I might feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen. So again, inappropriate, strictly friendly, I'm gonna be there for you. Don't change, baby. Don't change. I'll be the same. Don't look at me differently because I got a wife. Look at me differently because I'm in a better, different situation. At least do that. You feel me? So let me sip on some of this soda again. Hold on. Damn, that shit hit the spot. So, yeah, like, you know, like I said, listen, you can do anything you want with your life, bestie. Do anything you want. Don't change, baby. So, inappropriate night or whatever you like to do or say, do it. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. And tell me what y'all think on this, man, because I'm going to drop that poll. When this episode drops, I'm going to drop that poll. I promise you that. I promise you that. I promise you that. Hold on. Let me hit this last little sip again for the episode to end. Hold on. Yeah, shit, the spot. All right, I'm gonna close the episode out. This is a Generation of Voice podcast, hosted by Young Quake, Y Quake of the Voice, Season 5, Episode 3, Special Wednesday. See ya freaking Friday. Peace. Yeah, hit the spot.